Lady, shut up.
The fuck? Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back. What is this, episode 23? Even though that says 22, so it's a lie, but it's 23.
I think so.
Miley Cyrus edition. 23.
God.
Michael Jordan. That's a better reference, I guess. Air One.
Air One. And something, something in my Air Force One, right?
Is that the Nelly reference?
That has nothing to do with 23, right?
I mean, no. Air Force Ones correlate with Michael Jordan, which correlates with the number 23.
And then goes back to Miley.
And then Miley.
And then Kevin Bacon. Because everything goes back to Kevin Bacon. Oh, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, or whatever Bacon.
Oh, well, how appropriate that it's this conspiracy theories episode, because I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, it's conspiracies.
Okay. You guys love these, so we just keep doing them over and over, and mm-hmm. We have a little bit of a different one today.
Yes.
But Amanda knows more about it, but she also knows some current events, so let's talk about that first, shall we?
Okay. So this week, there's not as much going on.
No, not like 500 things happening in Orlando this week. Oh,
there's
my
still
God.
One Orlando thing. Orlando just bit
where
the
kid got eaten by the alligator?
Yes, a two-year-old boy was attacked by an alligator in Orlando, and they lost the body for, like, I think a couple days. They finally found it, and it, like, obviously the boy was confirmed dead. It was a two-year-old boy, though. That's so sad.
It just sounds like Orlando's not the place to be right now.
No. That's the third thing within 2 weeks.
That was like massive. They say things happen in threes, but I guess in this case, usually it's death, which and it was death, but how weird is it that it happened all in Orlando?
Yeah. Well, do you think in this instance, everyone's like, don't blame the parents, but what do you think? Do you think, and I guess there were no signs saying, like, beware of alligators. It just said no swimming.
Okay, this is my theory on this. Okay. You're in Orlando, Florida. You always are aware that there's alligators out and about.
Yes. That's you what know, I think.
Like, you can't even go in, like, in water. Like, when, okay, so I lived in Florida when I was a kid. Not in Orlando, but I lived in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. They even had alligators in our pools. Like, they would go into our pools.
Ooh, that's, like, my biggest fear. Waking up and you're like, oh,
yeah, there was a pond that was, like, really close by where the neighborhood pool was. I don't know how many times we weren't allowed to go to the pool because the alligators got into the pool.
Ugh, how do you get them out of there?
They just had to call, like, the animal control people.
So, like, once a week, be like, I'm sure that's another all gator. That it calls for.
Well, I mean, Florida is such a dangerous place and. Well, not the people, obviously the people, but like animal-wise, because that's, they have such an outrageous number of alligators that are overpopulating, and like all these weird snakes that people keep releasing into the wild, and they lizards. Have like boa constrictors, and like there's cobras that live there because people got them as pets, and they just release them into Florida.
Yeah.
And then they're mutating because they're breeding with one another. Like, it's crazy down there. It's a dangerous area to live in.
That's why when I went to Florida over Memorial Day weekend, we went on, like, a boat tour. And the guy was saying that, basically, if you leave the alligators alone, they're more scared of you than you're scared of them. Mm-hmm. But he said, but if you're, like, jumping into the water and they think it's like something they can eat, they're going to attack. But
especially a child.
So you think that that alligator was just kind of, like, it thought it was, like, a fish or something?
Well, it's a two-year-old child. Like, it probably thought it was, like, a small dog or something.
All right, we good?
Okay. Because you gotta think, like, a two-year-old, how much does a two-year-old weigh? Like, 40 pounds? 50 pounds?
Really? Like, really? Lady was so tired before this podcast started, and now she perked up. Yeah, I think it can't be more than 40 pounds. I feel like we're putting it more in.
But, I mean, like, you could relate that to, like, a bobcat or something in the world that they could eat.
That's true.
Because alligators are huge.
Because I feel like if they saw one of us, they'd be like, uh-uh.
Yeah. Too much of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. So that's rest in peace. That's so sad. Okay, so the big celebrity gossip is Taylor Swift, which she just broke up with Calvin Harris 2 weeks ago, but mm-hmm. that's only in the press. They've been broken up for a while, I guess, but they just confirmed it 2 weeks ago with Calvin Harris, and now she's seen kissing Tom Hiddleston, who's an actor who played in, like, Thor. Honestly, girl, that's a step up. Calvin Harris is not a good-looking guy to me.
No, but they were, like, supposed to be engaged and stuff, too.
Really? I didn't know that. I just feel like everyone was giving her heart, like, harsh criticism, because they're like, it was only 2 weeks. So I was like, no, they broke up.
But it's further. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift changes boyfriends like she probably changes her underwear.
Yeah, that's true. And everyone was giving her, like, harsh criticism, because they said the pictures looked posed, like, with Tom. Like, they looked like they were, like, romantic. Have you seen them? Mm-mm. He's, like, sitting behind her, and, like, with his arms wrapped around. They're, like, taking pictures, and they're, like, sitting on a rock by, like,
I think that's how she gets majority of her publicity anyway.
You think so?
Yeah, she's all
I just don't see her as that person. But I guess you're right. Like, it makes sense, but her personality.
Like who knows who she is now? I feel like once she changed her hair, I don't even see her as Taylor Swift anymore. She looks like a totally, completely different person.
Well, hopefully.
She looks like she's trying to be more, like, punk rock now.
Yeah. I like that, though. I mean, that's cool.
You think that's what her next album's gonna be?
Oh, God, probably not. People would not buy that.
Well, I mean, she was a nice little sweet country girl, had the curly hair, and she changed her hair and chopped it off, and then her music changed, and now she's changed her hair again and bleached it and has this, like, weird bang.
That's true.
And maybe this is a new outlet with a new boyfriend. She's been talked about in the media. It's all a gimmick.
I feel like I'm the only person that would buy her punk rock album.
Yeah, she looks like, who's that one girl that you like that was from Gossip Girl?
Oh, Cindy Lou. I can't remember her name right now, but she's like one of my favorites. Taylor Momsen.
Yeah.
She's so good, though. She has a really good voice.
But her haircut, like, looks like what Taylor Swift's trying to do, just shorter.
She did it a lot younger. I feel like Taylor is coming to her own now. But those celebrities, they grow up, like, I feel like Selena Gomez is like, oh, shoot, I can't change that much because I have an image to portray.
Well, she couldn't do anything for, like, she was on leave for, like, a year, year and a half or something because of lupus.
That's your time. And,
you know, and Justin Bieber ruined her life, so.
Oh, God. Thank God she got out of that.
Mm.
Okay. So, last bit of news is, with the Orlando shooting this past week, Obama, visited Orlando to, pay respects to the families that were lost. Mm-hmm. And it looked nice. He, like, had flowers and brought them. But, you know, Trump, he had all the bad things to say about
Obama.
He's so mean. He was just, like, I can't bring it up, but he has a Twitter I don't even follow. But he was just saying all the negative things. I can't say for word, but maybe I can find it. But he's such a negative person. Like, everyone was saying, wow, like, I can't believe people are turning this into, like, a political thing.
Everything's political.
Yeah. Like, I was like, God, I just hate Trump. I hate him so much. But, let's see if I can find it.
Probably. I feel like everything that's been happening in the world has turned somehow political. I don't know if some of, it's like the media makes some of these issues that aren't even that big of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Not Orlando being the example, but just like little things, and they blow it out of proportion, and then they're like, okay, let's see what Hillary and, you know, Donald's perspective is on it, and then they blow it out of proportion, and then it's just a giant fight. And that's why I hate election time. Everything is just a fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this isn't about Obama, but Trump called the terrorists are the gunmen of Orlando, a son of a bitch, and arguing that guns in civilian hands could have agitated the carnage. He's just so stupid.
I did hear something that was a good point today, though, because I said something last week about guns, like we should have better gun laws and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But someone made a point today on the radio when I was driving back. Paris, you're not even allowed to have weapons or mm-hmm. guns, and that happened there. So, like, what the hell are we supposed to do?
But it's weird, though, because, like, in Australia, they took those away, and then everything changed. They said they haven't had anything like that in years. So I don't know if it would work, but...
Or, I don't know. So why do you think the thing in Paris happened if they don't have any access to that either?
I don't know. I mean, even if they took away access, there's still
going to be a way to get
on. There's still crazy people in this world. It's like the only way that you can really prevent the crazy people is just do a bunch of psych tests to everyone that's born, and then we go into like these weird post-apocalyptic movie scenes when we're all divided, and it's just not a good scene.
Are you just describing Divergent?
I was describing another. Oh, The Giver, where we just erase everyone's memories, and we all live in this black and white, like alternate universe.
We don't even know what guns are. We find
one.
And at the end,
they were killing people the whole time, and you didn't even know because you didn't even know what death was.
What? But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all I have for current events. Just treat the Orlando shooting with respect. Don't turn it into something it shouldn't be.
Win a politic debate, like, ew.
Mm-hmm.
You're disgusting.
Gross. Okay. So now we're going to get into the main event. Lady?
Bring it up, girl. Bring it on in, lady.
So today we're talking about the 27 Club. And... we're going to talk about basically what it is, origins, who it's affected, and then we're going to get into conspiracy theories after that. So
Megan knows nothing. Well, I know briefly about it, but Amanda's mostly going to take it away at this podcast.
Megan's not feeling very good today, so. Okay. So basically, if you've never heard of the 27 Club, the 27 Club, I'm just going to read this straight from Wikipedia because they pretty much...
Because they're a valid source.
They're a valid source. You know, anybody can post in there. It's fine. The 27 Club is a term that refers to a number of popular musicians who died at the age of 27, often as a result of drug or alcohol abuse or violent means such as homicide or suicide. The number of musicians who have died at this age and the circumstances of many of those deaths have given rise to the idea that premature deaths at this age are unusually uncommon. So there's over at least 100 musicians or like people in the public eye that have died at 27, just like mostly because of the drugs and alcohol.
So if I die at 27, or if you die at 27, because we have this public, you know, platform, will we be
done.
Part of
we
the 27
We're
Club?
Part of it. I would never want to be part of the 27 Club. That would suck.
Come on, it'll be a fun club.
Let's do it. Okay, yeah, so the club has been reported, repeatedly cited.
Is there a VIP section to our 27 club? Okay, I'm done trolling.
Yeah, so that's kind of like an overall, like, term of how to describe the 27 club, I would say. The main people in the, basically the origin of the 27 club. So there's Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison, who between the years of 1969 and 1971 all died at 27. And basically kind of went away for a little while till Kurt Cobain, who was in Nirvana, they were like at the height of their fame, he died and killed himself. He shot himself in the head at 27. And so then after that, people were kind of like, oh, that's weird. And so they went into more.
How old was Tupac when he died? Is he 27?
I don't think so. I think he might have been older. I didn't see him on the list.
What? How about Biggie?
Biggie. I don't think so. Yeah, but according to Hendrix and Cobain biographer, the growing importance of the media, internet, television, and magazines, and the response to an interview of... So Cobain's mother... was like, I told him not to join that 27 club, after he died. Isn't that weird? Or she didn't say 27. She said, I told him not to join that club, that 27 club, and look what he did. But we'll get into Kurt Cobain a little bit later, but, so yeah.
Do you think, he was 25, Tupac.
Tupac was? I was going to say, I think.
Wow, Biggie Smalls was 24.
So they were
Don't
young.
They look older?
Yeah. Huh. That's scary.
You're, I mean, Eazy-E was
that'd
31.
That'd be like you dying right now.
I know, that's crazy.
Wow.
Nate Dogg. I thought he was still alive. Oh, no. No, I didn't. Maybe I did. I don't know. Mandela effect.
So, yeah, basically when people kind of figure out all these people are dying, and then obviously later on, Amy Winehouse, who passed away recently in 2011, everyone was like, oh, that's weird. And so they started putting together. And so that's how these conspiracy theories formed, because everyone thought it was very strange that all these celebrities were dying at 27.
Do you think it's Illuminati-oriented?
There's one theory Illuminati-oriented.
Yeah. You know, that was my first thought.
Because it's celebrities and death. And
they're real.
Oh, God. Okay. So let me... So now I'll kind of get into each main celebrity that people talk about when they talk about the 27 Club.
Okay.
So Brian Jones, Rolling Stones founding member. Brian Jones was found dead on July 3rd, 1969. This is the guy that started the club. When he drowned in his swimming pool. And basically, he was found dead in his swimming pool, and people thought that was really weird because he was a really good swimmer. So they were like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And then people said that they saw him at a club earlier that night, and then people believe maybe he got killed at the club, and then they moved him.
Actually, that might be a
different one. Yeah. But then everyone's saying, they're like, I don't think he's still dead. Like, there's still people that call and say that he's still alive. They're like, I'm... Brian, I could be confusing him with another person, but I'm pretty sure that's what this is. So, the most common explanation is that the man doing the building work for Jones, Frank Thorogood, drowned the former Rolling Stone on the night where the two men were hanging out. Because I guess he had some vendetta against him. But it's also commonly thought that Thorogood signed a deathbed confession on the urging of Tom Keelock, so the guy that was supposedly killing Brian Jones, that he killed him, but I don't know. So that was the first guy that started the 27. He just drowned. So no alcohol.
But it wasn't a club yet because he was the only one.
Yep. Okay. So Jimi Hendrix is our next victim. Hendrix died on the 18th of September, 1970, became the second of the original four members of the club. The coroner's report stating death by inhalation of vomit after...
Ugh.
Barbecue ate intoxication, though the exact details are still disputed by those known to Hendrix at the time. But he was saying that, I guess, Monica Damon, I think that's his wife, maybe, testified that he had unknown to taking 9 of her sleeping pills, and she didn't want to say anything, I guess, so she didn't call the ambulance because she was afraid that they were going to pin it on her, like, oh, like, she gave him those pills and she killed him. Mm-hmm. So then he died. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, so they're saying Damon may have avoided calling the ambulance until it was too late because of the fear drugs would be found in her apartment. Though when Scotland Yard reopened the case in 1993, no further evidence was found and the matter was dropped.
So did any of these people ever have history of depression or anything? Or was just all of a sudden it was like, I'm 27, I can't go on anymore?
I don't know. I don't know about these two, but later on, there's a bunch of them that are, like, depressed. Like, Kurt Cobain is the one I know the most about, and he is known, like, he had a deep depression. Like, they're saying that he was married to Courtney Love, and he wanted to get a divorce and all this stuff. He also had a child at that point, too. But we'll get into him. He's almost next. So.
This kid's, like, a lot older now. I think she's, like, our age.
She's really pretty, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know he was... I didn't really know much about him until I started researching. Like, I didn't even know he was married to Courtney Love.
I did.
I didn't even know who Courtney Love was. Like, I knew she was a crazy
all
lady.
All she now... She, like, supposedly had music back in the day, but all I know her now for is just being a drunk.
Yeah. Look, I don't...
And she was just so trashy.
She's trashy.
But like, when you look up, like, the Urban Dictionary, like, version of trash, Courtney Love is sitting there.
Poor Courtney Love.
She's nasty.
Kinda, she's kind of always been like that, though, right?
Yeah, she needs to get her life together.
Like, I think I was listening to a podcast, and I guess she's not even allowed on a certain airline anymore because of how she acted on a flight. That's crazy.
What the heck? How do you live your life like that?
I don't know.
Well, I can't fly Delta.
Yeah. Guess I'll take you to an airline.
Why? We don't need to discuss that. There's a whole list of things I can't do.
Oh, my God. So, Janis Joplin, and if you guys don't know who Janis Joplin is, she's got an amazing voice. She's a singer. And Steven Tyler said that Janis was his biggest inspiration.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure you can't even buy her music on iTunes.
You can't?
Anything. No, I've tried to look up some of her songs before, and you can't find them on there. It's all, like, live versions on YouTube.
Huh. That's weird. I didn't know that. Okay.
I might be searching it wrong, but I've always had a hard time finding her on iTunes.
It's just Janice with one S.
There's not a Y in there.
So, she died of a dose of unusually pure heroin and a lesser extent alcohol on October 3rd, 1970. Janice Joplin's death appears to be more straightforward than the other members of the club. The only real interesting point being a connection with the other members and the person that sold her the fatal dose, Frenchman Jean de Breteuil, who at the time was in a relationship with Jim Morrison's on and off girlfriend, Pamela. Weird. Very weird. Yeah, so
she killed all of them.
Yeah, so then Jim Morrison.
So the ringleader.
She was the one of them. Yeah, everyone, when they talk, when I read about this, everyone was saying that Janis Joplin's, like, the only one that's, like not as conspiracy theory-ed. But I think the connection with Jim alone is something you could definitely dispute.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Jim Morrison, exactly 2 years passed from the start of the club till its fourth member joining on July 3rd. I love July ones, too.
Do you think... Okay, so the 27th Club, in a theory,
mm-hmm.
they're killing off all these musicians at 27 that are at the prime of their careers, and they're making a giant band mm-hmm. up in heaven.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And as you enter the gates, they're playing their songs.
It'd probably be more like in hell, but... You think?
Well, you would want to think that people go to a good place.
Well, they're doing all the drugs and all things you're supposed to not
well, maybe
do.
They made peace with themselves as they went into their,
that's
you know.
That's true. They're like...
They're hazy.
When they die, they're like, okay, man, do you want to go to heaven or hell? You got to decide now, but you got to give up the drugs.
That last puff, bro.
Just give me one more. So, yeah, Jim Morrison, frontman for The Doors, becoming the... latest line, found in a bathtub in his Paris hotel. His actual cause of death is still unknown due to the fact that no autopsy report was done.
Why?
The medical examiner claiming to have found no sign of foul play, so they saw no reason to ever examine
the body. They're just like, oh, he died.
That's weird. Yeah. They just thought, oh, because I think they thought he just had too much drugs. This is the one. Okay, so this is the one. The most common theory is that Jim died after snorting heroin, thinking it was cocaine, and his on and off partner Pamela, who also sold to Janice, mm-hmm. Nodded off instead of getting help, instead leaving him to bleed to death through another. Though another claims that he actually overdosed at the Rock and Roll Circus, a Paris nightclub, and then the people that sold him the drugs, so this is the one, moved him to his apartment and. There's even talk that he faked his death. So sorry, I misspoke. Jim's the one that everyone thinks still alive because there's no autopsy report. Wouldn't that be weird?
Why was that not done? That's just a procedure that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. I think now that has
it's
to be.
It's kind of like when someone gives birth and they have a baby and they don't cut the umbilical cord off. It's just a procedure. You're supposed to do it.
I think you have to do it, don't you?
Well, I think you have to do autopsies, but we didn't do that, did we?
Especially with such a high-profile person. I think that's weird. I think he's still alive.
I think the Illuminati killed him. Or they're keeping him in a basement somewhere and feeding him Cheetos every once in a while.
How old would he be now? I guess I don't know when he was born, but he was supposedly dead in 1971, so.
Jim, what was his name? Jim Morrison?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, look him up.
I'll look his ass up.
Okay. While she's doing that, next up is the ever-famous Kurt Cobain. I'll wait, because I don't want to move on before. We'll figure it out.
Jim Morrison, when you die.
All the big fans are like, what the hell?
Okay. He was, no, wait. That was his spouse. He was born in 43.
Mm-hmm.
So that, how old does that make him now?
So, 2016. 73.
Oh, yeah, it's valid. He could still be alive.
Mm-hmm, because old people look totally different sometimes.
What if he's secretly living in my room and I didn't tell anybody?
Oh, my God. I'd be like, you get to listen to his house of music every day.
Oh, no, he doesn't sing.
No. He just lives under your bed?
Yeah. I mean, just throw him Cheetos every once in a while. Jim!
Preed. Jim, come here! Come here!
We gotta do chores. You get to vacuum this week.
That's why your house is always so clean.
Yeah. Jim Morrison lives under my bed.
Ooh, excuse and, me. Wait, I'm gonna pause it. It's 24. Oh yeah, sorry.
All right, we're pausing it. And we're back with that short little, you know, break.
From our sponsors.
Yeah. Thanks for sponsoring us. Oh, you didn't hear anything in there?
That's because we don't have them.
Maybe episode 25 will grace us with sponsors. Nature Box.
This podcast is brought to you by
Me Undies. The softest and best undies.
We could be so cute. We could be saying the same. We'd be like, this podcast brought to you by Me Undies.
Me Undies. If you sponsor us, Lady will even wear them and sponsor them to all the dogs in the neighborhood.
Aww. Okay, so back into the 27 Club. I've got like two more people to discuss, and then we're going to get into theories. Kurt Cobain. So this Kurt Cobain almost died like 33 years after Jim Morrison. Of course, there's multiple people that died in 27, but they're not huge
But they
stars.
Didn't matter.
They didn't matter. I guess if you guys want us to do a podcast about the other people that died, because there's tons, but I just figured you want to focus on, you know, the famous of the famous. The famous of the famous.
The important ones.
So Kurt Cobain, obviously frontman of Nirvana at the height of their career, decides, he's like obviously really depressed, goes into like he comes out of rehab, hides away, and then takes three times a lethal dose of, I think, cocaine, and then takes a shotgun, and blasts his head off, and then he writes a suicide note right before he does it, and they find him dead.
Where did they find him? In his house?
It's like one of the houses they bought, but they don't usually go to that often or something, I don't remember. It's like not like his house, because Courtney Love was looking for him, I think. The only thing with him is that since he went in and out of rehab a lot, and everyone was saying that since he hadn't been on drugs a lot, when you take three times a lethal dose of cocaine, obviously your body's going to go into shock because you're like haven't had it in a while, and obviously that's going to kill you. But also, people were saying like, okay, if he had three times the lethal dose of cocaine, right? I hope it's cocaine. I keep saying that, but I'm not sure. I think it was cocaine. Shot up, and then how would you be able to still function and shoot yourself?
Well, it's not like all at once, right?
I think, I'm sure he was like, but I don't know. He still had to write a suicide note in between this all.
I don't know. I don't do drugs.
People said that the suicide note seems like really strange, and like it seems like someone the conspiracy theory with him is that people think somebody killed him versus him committing suicide, because the gunshot is like he like put the gun upside down and shot, and I guess the things, you know, the things that come out of it after you shoot it is on the wrong side if it was upside down of where it landed. And also the suicide note like seems forced, like it seems really strange, like people are like, that's weird, so they think like they made him shoot himself. But, and the pictures of him have still not been released to the public.
Like his Illuminati autopsy. Confirmed.
He's a really interesting one. Let's see, there he is. I thought I had one more.
His pictures, they just surfaced.
Oh, God, that'd be weird. No, they still have his gun in evidence, though. Which I think is weird. They show. Amy Winehouse, obviously, is our last gal.
Next.
The most recent addition to the club was the unfortunate loss of singer Amy Winehouse in 2011. The soulful singer was found dead of apparent alcohol toxicity in her London apartment, which obviously a lot of people remember. She also struggled with bulimia.
She was nothing but bones.
She had a rough life. She didn't even like get pretty big until a couple years right before.
She wasn't big at all.
You don't think so? That
physically.
God, that's terrible.
She wasn't. She was so freaking small.
Her rehab song was her biggest hit, right?
She had a really good voice. She sang with that one guy. What's his name? He's like a classical singer. Mm-hmm. He's on like the same like genre as like Frank Sinatra.
They tried to make it. I don't know.
He sings with
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? I don't know his name.
I don't either.
All right. Anyway, so that is kind of a collection of people that are in it. There's tons more. There's a Grateful Dead founding member that's also in it. There's someone from the Stooges. There's a member from Hole. Like, it just goes on and on. So let's talk conspiracy theories, shall we?
Sure. Well, I was looking at, one of our old videos.
Mm-hmm.
These people actually responded to mm-hmm. one of our videos. It's the Mandela Effect. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's on our iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube. And this person said something about the Mandela Effect. It says, I remember the Carmen Sandiego wearing a yellow trench coat, and a couple said that it was always red. But this other, like, because we haven't done a shout-out in a while, but this YouTube channel called One Harmony, they have conspiracy theories, too, if you guys want to ever check them out. And they have a Mandela Effect episode.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we'll shout them One Harmony. Check them out. One Harmony.
And they do Skype calls.
That's cool.
I think maybe one day we'll do that, but I don't. That was off topic. Okay, let's talk about conspiracy theories. I just saw it.
Okay, so there are, it looks to me, around 5 conspiracy theories that go along with the 27 Club.
Okay.
There's one called the Saturn Return. In astrology, the return of Satan occurs when Saturn circles back to its position at the time of your birth.
Sounds like your neighbors are dying up there.
They might be.
27 Club
was like, what, John? One Saturn cycle takes about 29.4 years, but astrologers say that its influence starts being felt at age 27. When Saturn returns for its first time, a person crosses over a major threshold and enters into adulthood. For those of us who have gone through it.
So you become an adult mm-hmm. at 27?
Mm-hmm. For those of us who have gone through it, the initiation of our second life, or second half of our life, can be wonderful or brutal. It's a time when relationships end, parents die, and careers change. One can get mired in these changes and sucked down into the abyss, or push through and experience a whole new level of satisfaction or contentment. Either way, it's a time of great confusion and intensity that's described by some as a second adolescence. So basically, they're saying that
because second puberty mm-hmm. happens at 27.
That these celebrities,
I knew I wasn't an adult.
Yeah, you go.
I knew it.
That these celebrities obviously are so depressed and they're so drugged up that they're not able to push through, and they're obviously taking the worst consequences of it.
So things get worse?
According to astrology.
God.
But we're better. You have to push through.
You have to persevere.
But from what it sounds like, 27 is the worst time.
Well, we're normal people. We might be okay. Unless we get famous.
Then we're just going to join the 27 Club.
So that's kind of like a more logical one, I guess.
Is it logical?
If you believe in astrology, it's a little bit more
If you
logical.
Like looking at stars and believing that stars mm-hmm. make you do things.
Do you think it's, do you read your, horoscopes and stuff?
I do.
Do you believe in it, though?
I read mine this month.
Was it good or bad?
It's saying that I'm going to have a complicated relationship.
With just anybody?
With a romantic relationship.
Oh. What if there's just no
And that I will persevere.
Well, there you go. What hasn't happened yet? It's the 20th. So maybe it'll happen.
It's saying in the next couple months.
Oh, in the next couple months?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And that it will be one of the hardest relationships I've ever had.
You already had a pretty shitty one.
I can't wait.
God. Gotta kiss a million frogs to find your prince, girl.
Shoot. Hey, that is the realest thing that ever came out of your mouth.
You know. Okay. The next one we have is called Drug Decay.
Wait, you didn't say if you believed in it or not. I don't know if I believe in it. It's a little meh.
Yeah, I already feel like an adult. So.
No, do you believe in astrology?
Oh.
Good.
No, I don't think so, because they're always
5 second Tom. Hi, I'm Tom. Hi, I'm Tom. You ever seen 50 First Dates?
That's me. So no, not really now, do you? No.
5 second Tom!
Oh my God!
It's Sunday and I'm drinking Diet Coke, okay?
She's all hyped up on the Diet Cola.
This is just a mess. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just gonna move on.
Moving on.
Drug decay.
On a lighter note.
Most members of the 27 Club have a history of drug or alcohol abuse.
Sure, substance abusers are at a greater risk for health complications or possible overdoses, but age may have something to do with it as well. According to psychotherapist Stephanie Sarkis, 27 may be the age that drug users start catching up with the body. People who have been using since their late teens to early 20s have built up a tolerance for the drugs they are using. More drugs needed to produce the same high equals more chance of an overdose.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I guess that's more logical than the astrology one.
Yeah.
But it's weird that it's 27, that's the age.
Yeah, why is it not?
But I guess if they're saying that's when you become an adult,
maybe. Or they think it's maybe, like, people are just, you know, talking about these people that die at 27 with drugs and kind of not mentioning the 28 and 29-year-olds.
Yeah.
And then just making it a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people are saying, too, that there is...
And that all the conspiracy theories are always a coincidence.
Like, there's more people
because
dying.
Because the Illuminati wants us to think it is a coincidence.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to think about them.
Yes. So here's your...
witch.
Here's your more Illuminati-ish conspiracy theory.
Okay.
It's called satanic... How do you say that? Satanic Pact?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like that sounds weird. For those of you who enjoy a good conspiracy theory, some believe that members of the 27 Club have all signed a contract with the devil to achieve fame and fortune in rock and roll, starting with blues musician Robert Johnson. The legend goes that Johnson had no talent at guitar, but yearned for major success. One night, he heard a voice that told him to visit the crossroads by Dockery's plantation at midnight. There, he was met by a large black man who apparently was a devil in disguise. The big man, the big man took the guitar from Johnson, tuned it, and returned it to him. The devil offered him the guitar in exchange for his soul.
Isn't that the most racist story I've ever heard in my life?
Robert Johnson returned into the plantation with a magic guitar, and he became a blues virtuoso overnight. In 1938, he died at 27. He was poisoned and died. According to Anonymous, Satanic High Priestess, all members of the 27 Club since Johnson have been promised fame and fortune in exchange for their agreement to teach youth to serve Satan. She claims they hold special ceremonies during recording sessions where they play satanic blessings on their music. As the music is played, these demons are called into the room to afflict the person playing the music and anyone who is listening. Sorry that was long, but yeah.
All I got was racism, racism.
That's all you heard?
Plantation, black man, Satan.
I heard, so I feel like that's the most bogus-ass story I've ever heard.
Yeah, and who the hell is What's-His-Face? Who is that guitar player?
Johnson. I don't know.
Who the hell
is
that?
Look him up. He's a blues guy.
Oh, he wasn't that famous. Never freaking heard of him.
God.
Died at 27. Good.
According to that one, basically all these people in the 27 Club have signed a pact with Satan, so they know they're going to die. I don't even know if they know they're going to die, but they just die at 27, but they get to be famous, so.
What if they get depressed, and then they're like, I want out of this,
mm-hmm.
I want out of the Illuminati, and they're like, no, you can't leave.
Lady, shut up!
That's crazy!
All right, so if you can hear this in the background, our sweeper just came on in the middle of our podcast.
How did that happen?
Luminati.
Oh my God!
That was the weirdest thing.
That was creepy.
Maybe it's telling us this is it. This is done.
Like, don't fucking laugh at me. I believe you. I'm sorry. Okay,
yeah,
I believe that one is true. So moving on to the last two.
God,
that's creepy. Okay. Oh, that's weird. Numerology. In numerology, the number 27 reduces to the number 9, which represents the end of a cycle. These transitional cycles are highly charged and can be too much for some to handle. When faced with discomfort of the unknown, many will turn to drugs and alcohol to cope, seek a way out through suicide, or engage in reckless behavior and end up crossing the line. But this is oversimplified. To understand the 27 Club phenomenon, numerologists also look at life path numbers, period cycles, and pinnacle cycles. Without getting too technical, the theory is when all the numbers and cycles align at the age of 27, they may predict an untimely death.
That's kind of cool. I don't know about the whole numerology thing, but it's interesting, I guess, you know.
It kind of is more, I feel like it's the same thing as the Saturn return one, though.
Right, that's what it sounds like to me, too.
All right, last one, because I'm kind of fucking scared now. the Erickson explanation. Is it possible that the death... Oh, my God. I swear, guys, that's Satan up there.
He's
just
going
to plow through. If you guys can hear that, he's just stomping like a motherfucker.
Hey, if someone finds our bodies, will they upload this?
Can you make sure this gets onto our YouTube and iTunes?
On Monday, please?
Okay, so... Is it possible that the deaths of the 27 Club are more psychological in nature? Perhaps, yes. German psychologist Erik Erikson developed a theory about the 8 stages of psychological development, which happens from birth to 65 and older. According to Erikson, the psychosocial crisis that occurs between the ages of 18 and 35 is a struggle between intimacy and isolation. A person in this developmental stage may ask themselves, will I share my life with someone or be alone forever?
Alone
yeah,
forever.
So basically if they choose alone, just so happens to be that's the age when you're 27, then you get depressed, and you kill yourself, and if you're famous, then you become part of the 27 Club, and that's where this all relies.
What a club to inspire to.
So yeah, let me know, comments
if
down below.
If you join the 27 Club, we're VIP, so.
We're about to die. We're only 23, 24, we can't get in it.
We got years. Until we, you know, get to enter the club.
I still can't believe that.
What are you going to wear?
Black. Oh. What about you?
Well, obviously black. Color of choice.
Is there any reason how that would have got on there?
I don't know!
So what do you think of it all? What's your favorite conspiracy?
Of ever in life or of the 27 Club?
Of the 27.
Well, obviously that the Illuminati did it.
Illuminati.
Wait, wasn't Heath Ledger, wasn't he part of it, or is he older?
Let me look. I don't know. I think he got older, but honestly, that would be crazy. I thought he would be...
I don't know how old he was. He, if anything, he was like early 30s.
He... I feel like we could do so many ones that... Because he is the one that... He died at 28.
Ooh. Oh, dang. He was
damn
close.
It, Heath. They were probably like, he's like, I gotta finish filming.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I should not have joked about that, but. R.I.P. Rest in peace.
He didn't finish his last movie.
Oh, it's true. They had to bring in other people. I mean, well, he finished the important one.
You know, The Dark Knight.
That is like my favorite acting role I've ever seen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's, like, inspiring. I mean, he does such, like, you don't even know it's him. If you have not seen The Dark Knight and him as a Joker.
That's how a lot of, like, when they have to wear masks.
That's true. You get more into it.
Yeah.
Versus, like, oh, I'm just playing over, like, zealous.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Because I was the cow at Chick-fil-A.
That's true. You have a
and
mask
And you know
on.
What? You have a mask on and you can just dance your little life away out there on the street. And no one knows it's you.
I'm the little cat.
Yeah. I used to crank that Soldier Boy
you
and
did?
Walk it out. And
that's
yeah.
The workout. That's how you stayed so skinny.
In ninth grade.
You tell people at school, I'm the little cow at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, they knew. Yeah.
Oh my
God. Thanks for tuning in this week. As always, follow us on social media. Let us know what you want to hear next. We have a bunch of things lined up of what we want to do, but we always, you know, we're open to suggestions. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Megan and Amanda. We also have an email, meganandamanda90@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have our Facebook page, which we do a lot of interaction with, which is Not So Sober Thoughts. I think it's just Not So Sober Thoughts. I don't think it's Not So Sober Thoughts podcast. But
we're also on iTunes and Google Play under Not So Sober Thoughts, all one word. And we are...
Snapchatters.
Megan Rich Chick.
Chic. Megan Rich Chic. And
I do that.
Today, we will be putting up a video related to Tumblr, because today we're going to set up a Tumblr, because we don't know really what Tumblr is, so watch out for that video.
Oh, and if you ever want to listen to every single episode of Not So Sober Thoughts,
except for episode one.
You can do it. Oh, yeah, you can, but you don't. You can only do it in one place, and that is our website, thatsasoberthoughts.com. Only on iTunes and Google Play. You can only listen to the last 10 for some freaking reason. So, yeah. So, if you ever want to hear the first episode of this.
But you don't want to, so don't even worry about it.
You do! Okay. That's it.
So, with that said, we will see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye!
The fuck? Where's the alcohol?